I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 6th. Active cases of coronavirus in Quincy have dropped to 42, down from 50 earlier this week, but still higher than the low of 8 cases in early July. There have been 1,444 confirmed cases of the virus in Quincy and 1,215 recoveries. The death toll has remained unchanged for over a week at 135. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that if the city's unions will agree to forego pay raises this year, he'll guarantee that there will be no layoffs. Koch says that city finances are in good shape because there's been no cut in state aid. He says revenues are down due to lower meals and hotel-motel taxes during the pandemic. Quincy Public Schools will likely have some type of a hybrid model for classes this fall. The school committee is reviewing a plan that would combine some in-classroom learning with remote instruction in an effort to protect students, teachers, and staff during the coronavirus pandemic. Signs are posted at Brody Beach and at the Sachem and Channing Street sections of Wollaston Beach in Quincy, warning people to swim at their own risk due to high pollution levels. Results of tests taken on Tuesday indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water. Officials advise waiting 24 hours after a heavy rainfall before going into the water. The Hearth and Kettle restaurant in Weymouth will close due to the pandemic. The owners say that they have sold the restaurant to Weymouth restaurateur Chris DeMambro, who's planning to open another restaurant at that site. Hearth and Kettle had been open in Weymouth for 23 years. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 6th.